and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 252. Do you know, I swear I'll be saying 1,000 before long. Oh, why is my browser misbehaving? It won't let me see the chat. Oh, mind you, it's a miracle I'm here at all. I'll get with the chat in a second. Oh, and it's still reminding me as well. Miracle I'm here at all, because I think I overstressed the machine last night. Well, all of yesterday, to be honest. We were working busily all day. Then we had Marooned, and then we had By Request. Bit of an issue trying to get into By Request, but that's a whole other funny story. Later on, after we'd finished By Request, we literally just got the... We switched over to the auto player, and Mike headed to bed. I just sat here and thought, I'll just open Affinity Designer, I thought. We shook about 20 minutes. When it actually opened, I looked up and thought, oh, you've opened, great. Moved my hand to my mouse and the entire machine went, an hour and 20 minutes later. I think I need a new one. We went and we had another look. It would arrive the first week of Mike's holiday. Ooh. Anyway, we shall have a chat about that. Hello, Kim. Kim was first in, Jonathan. Tripped up there, didn't you, Jonathan? Anyway, hello, Jonathan. CQ Deb. You enjoyed By Request. Excellent. That was the part two of the Brooklyn's Ladies' Night that started the night before, which went very well. Everybody having food at their own houses, obviously, but sharing it via Zoom. It sounds bizarre, but honestly, it worked better than it sounded. There you go. Push the buy button, you know you want to. Well, Jonathan, do I? What I want, if I could... Yeah, I need to describe perfect, don't I? A Mac Pro, preferably for about 50 pence, obviously. Hello, lady. You're not getting your treats. Oh, no. Shall I get them? And then the MacBiters can pick what you have. Would that be a good idea? Hold that thought. Right, I've got the treat box. Oh, this is mighty full. What has Daddy been doing with it, Lola? What's he been doing with it? Right, what should she have? What do you think, guys? A Schmacko, dentist stick. What have I got there? Oh, a tripe stick. Don't they smell lovely? Shall we start with tripe stick? There you go. Come on, come say hello. I can't say hello when I'm eating, Mummy. But she says hello. Virtually, she says hello. I think perfect would be something like a Mac Pro, because I'd be able to swap drives in and out. The old Mac Pro, not the new one with the wheels. That's absolutely hideous. Three monitor setup, obviously. Maybe an ultra wide, just because. Because you can. There's the other half of the stick. Good girl. With oodles of RAM. But I think I'm going to have to buy, because I can't work now. I'm at the stage I can't work. Oh, Anthony says a Schmacko. Right, let's get the Schmackos. I don't know why, but we appear to have three bags of Schmackos. How did you get Daddy to do that? Oh, and about 17 packets of Hero sausages. There we go. There's the Schmackos. Right, would you like a cheese one or a beef one? Just get one out of the packet and give it to me, Mother. Right, there you go. First one out. It's a chicken one. Yeah, that's acceptable, apparently. I had a little crinkle of the nose as she had a sniff at it. But other than that... and I'm thinking you'll probably... Oh, no, that's more tripe sticks. Yeah, succulent sausages is what we need, isn't it? Eight succulent sausages. These are the beef and venison. Do you fancy some beef and venison? Your breath's going to smell lovely when you've had this lot, isn't it? Yes, I know. You're a little princess and you're always a little princess. Right, we'll take these out of here. Good grief. Whoa. You know this, if you lose your sense of smell? I haven't. And on a daily basis, I test that by getting the dog's treats out. Tripe sticks have an odour all of their own. Right, look at that. Four little sausages. Yes, where's Daddy? I know. Daddy's doing the news. Right, there we go. Tripe sticks sound totally revolting. they're not actually as bad as tripe, Jonathan. Tripe is vile. Mayer adored tripe, as did my father. Oh, bizarre. Oh, Kim's feeling better. Excellent. Kim was with us till the bitter end last night, weren't you? Which was amazing. And so kindly invited us to your bubble. Everybody else had a bubble and we didn't have a bubble, but now we're in Kim and Kiva's bubble. The safest bubble on the planet. How far away are we? Quite away, I would have thought. Right, where's the dentist stick? Right, she's had the tripe stick. She's had the schmacko. She's heading off to a dentist stick. Right, let's grab the dentist stick and see which one you want. There's a brown one and there's a red one. Oh, no, hang on. There's two red ones. In that case, you're having a red one. I've checked it. It's okay. And now I'm leaving the office with the dentist stick. And now I wish you could see Mummy's desk. Anyway, it was good that you were there. I'll take a picture of some tripe sticks for you, Jonathan. Oh God, my fingers smell of it now. Handily, I have hand sanitizer on the desk now on a permanent basis, so that works well. So glad Kim's feeling better. Excellent. Ooh, you don't want to go visit? No, I never want to go and visit the doctor either. Funny that, isn't it? You don't even like the name. Well, tripe was a delicacy when my dad was a lad because it was rationing at the time. And they would buy it. I mean, obviously, you know, it's the lining of a stomach. Mm. They bleach it, though. So it was like white. And they used to boil it in milk. I mean, I can only imagine how bad it is. Oh, that's a lot of snacks. It is. But she's a growing girl, Jonathan. She's got to grow all that fur back. Oh, hello, Anthony. One of the doctors told him when he was a little that his father was a GP and he'd go on his rounds with him and one patient was always give him a plate of tripe. It would have been rude not to eat it, even though he hated it. It's an acquired taste, let's put it like that. There is a brand of dog food in the UK. I think it's, is it butcher's tripe? It's not tripe as in tripe. It's a brand like Pedigree, butcher's tripe. Only there is tripe, but it's a tin of dog food. So because Mayer enjoyed the fresh tripe so much, we got a few tins of this and tried him with it. He was literally a puppy. He was less than 20 weeks old. Oh, my word. We took it out, put it in his bowl. The smell would have knocked a donkey over. And I'm quite sensitive to smells and I'm like, oh, dear. So we puts it down on. He had a little stool that we would put his bowl on. And it was one that my granddad had made. Granddad did like carpentry. So we kept this little stool and it was Mayer's stool. So we put it on there. Then this was in the conservatory. So we were eating in the conservatory. We took our food in and all I could smell was this tripe. I couldn't eat a thing. So be very careful with the tripe. I can't recommend tripe. But, you know, you do these things, don't you? The only time I managed to get a cup of coffee near my mouth once, and it was because I was at a concert in Stockport, Clannad concert. I'd got there really early because I wanted to try and get the band to autograph my album. And there was a security guard on. And he got chatting. Come into me hut, he said. Come and have some coffee, he said. I thought, what? I thought, no, never mind. You know, I'm quite capable of looking after myself. But the thing was, I went into his hut. He had one door on this thing that was on the outside because it was like the stage door. But there was another door on the inside. And the door on the inside led to the auditorium where the group were doing a sound check later. So I thought I needed to cultivate this friendship with this security guard. And he didn't have any tea, he only had coffee. I actually managed to take a mouthful. I would say it was about half a teaspoon. And I'm like, I'm going to be sick. Anyway, he had to nip outside because the band were arriving at this point. And I'm left with this cup of tea, the cup of coffee. And I looked round and there was a huge potted plant. And I thought, that'll do nicely. And I poured the rest of it in there. We then went out, meet and greet the band, got my album signed. So excited. Went back into the hut and he said, oh, you drunk that coffee quick. Do you like it? Would you like another one? I went, oh, no, I couldn't possibly. So, yeah, I can imagine eating the tripe because you've got to. No, honestly, Jonathan, the iMac is probably going to have to happen because this one is dying on its feet. I've got something permanently wrong with iCloud, mind you. that's a permanent state of affairs, isn't it? But last night's, when it just disappeared, let me know if you guys have ever had this. Right, I'm sitting there, I open an app, I'm working away. I've got no other symptoms at that stage that anything is wrong. Nothing chaotic. And I open Affinity Designer. For a start, Affinity Designer and Photo are opening really slowly since they went dual binary, which doesn't please me. So I get Affinity Designer open and I move the mouse. All three screens went black. So I move my hand away from the mouse. It kind of chugged with itself. And the next I see, and this was really quite quickly, 30 seconds, something like that. Not enough time for it to reboot. It did not reboot. But what it did do, it came up with the login screen on all three screens. So I logged in. Needless to say, once I logged in, it was a mess. So I had to close everything down and then go into reboot mode. Reboot mode, it wasn't overly happy with that either. So then I had to turn it off completely. And the problem with turning it off was it wouldn't close down. So I'm sure you've had it where it won't shut down. And you get this message, it's got four buttons on it. Something like ignore, force it, or whatever. Anyway, that didn't work either. So I thought there's going to be no way him. I'm going to have to turn it off at the back. When I turn it off at the back, then I have to leave it longer. Then I have to reset the PRAM. By the time I got back in, it was an hour and 20 minutes later and I was seething. But you'll appreciate what I did in the meanwhile. So while I'm waiting for this thing to, you know, unhang itself before I throw it out of the window, I thought, as I'm sitting there, I thought, you do realise, don't you, that you have two laptops within arm's reach and 14 iPads. So why don't you pick one of those up and carry on? So I picked up this iPad. It's a second gen 12.9 inch. So I picked it up and it said, I need to update. I thought, oh, you would, wouldn't you? Well, I need to do some work. I can't update until you plug me in. Then I'm on the floor finding a cable. So I get that one all set up and that starts updating. So I think it's right. I'll use my 11-inch iPad because I'd got grabbed for the bigger one. So I grabbed the 11-inch iPad, got it set up. And I thought, right, what can I do? I thought, well, I was in the middle of PowerPoint. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll go into PowerPoint. We'll have a laugh and see if this works. Have a laugh in terms of, obviously with Keynote, I'm putting my files in iCloud. And part of the reason for that, I mean, it's not for the good of my health, obviously. Part of the reason is then your files are available on all machines in the same location and your iPad. So I thought, right, looking at PowerPoint. Yeah, not using OneDrive. Not happening. Because the sharing, although I think they've improved it, you know, it's not on our list of approved cloud services for shared work. So I thought, right, let's head to Dropbox. So this PowerPoint file was in Dropbox. Dropbox wasn't there as a service provider. So I sorted that out and went into it. Entire file there. The fonts didn't come through, not all the fonts. Which one was missing? Trajan Pro was missing. I think Trajan might have been. Oh, and the comic one. So I thought, right, it doesn't translate the fonts, but it doesn't overwrite them either. So far, so good. Right, let me know. I think Jonathan might have done this. You got an Apple Pencil, didn't you, Jonathan? There was this thing. I have the Apple Pencil in my hand. And until iOS 14, I would use it like a tapping device. I just like having the pencil in my hand and using that so my hand isn't over the screen. Anyway, with this scribble mode, that doesn't always work now. So that's annoying me as well. So I'm there with the pencil in my hand and I've got PowerPoint open and I'm looking at a slide and I've got the pencil, not with a view to writing on the screen, obviously. I mean, who in the right mind? Jonathan doesn't have a pencil. Oh my, Jonathan. I'm foreseeing a purchase in the near future. Need a new iPad and then get a pencil too. So I'm hovering meaningfully with this pencil, thinking I might as well stick it on the top. When PowerPoint, as the pencil tip passed the screen, and PowerPoint bobbed up and said, "Oh, would you like to write on this?" And I thought, yeah, because that's a really good idea, isn't it? I thought, go on, I'll have a laugh. Because, you know, like the physicality of an iPad, it is easier to just lean back and use it in the way Steve Jobs demoed it back in 2010. Instead of sitting at a desk and sticking it on one of those wobbly keyboards and pretending it's a real computer. So I thought, OK, we'll play along. So I started just making notes on the slide. So I insert slide and I put on it what I'm putting on it, ready for, I think it was the week of my bicycle quarters next week. So I'm putting down what I'd done on Saturday. So insert slide. And as I'm writing on it, I do not write vertically. There's just something with me. I write at an angle of 45 degrees at best. Sometimes it looks like I'm writing upside down. So this was not the neatest handwriting you have ever seen, I can assure you. But I thought it'll do, because all I'm going to do when I get back on a working computer is delete this text and replace it with what the picture is or what it was. So I think I did it to about 3 or 4 slides. And I must admit, the writing experience was quite nice. So saves the file up to Dropbox. And eventually gets back onto the Mac, opens the thing up in PowerPoint. How is she? Don't let her tell you she's not eating. She's told you she's not eating, no. Hasn't she?
No.
The Mac bite has got to choose. She basically had one of everything. She's had a Schmacko. She's had a dentist stick. She's had 4 succulent sausages. Oh, and a tripe stick.
She's been out to play.
And now you're exhausted.
Yes.
Poor Mike.
Old.
How was the news, anyway?
The news was fine.
Excellent. Oh, hang on, while I just drop off this chair laughing. Jonathan's just said the word apple and free in the same sentence. Anyway, I get PowerPoint on desktop. I open up the file. Well, actually, no, first, before even that happened, I opened PowerPoint and a file bobbed up. And I thought, OK, what's that? Because I didn't open the file. Autosave. I thought, from when? Literally, as it crashed, it auto-saved. Now, I can't even get Keynote to save the original file, much less make me a copy of it that's a backup. Dear God. So I thought, that's impressive. But I thought, it's not the one I want. So I did the save as, in case there was anything missing, but there wasn't. Close that down. Went to Dropbox and opened up the one I'd been editing on the iPad. And there's the text on it. So I thought, right, OK, I'll convert. You know, I will actually now sit down and type that in properly, as intended. So I draws my mouse around the text to shift it out of the way, at which point this message comes up. Convert to outline. So basically turn this thing into vector was what I took from it. So I thought, might as well try that. What does that do? Click this button and it turned it into an outline, basically. It looked like it was red text on a black background. And it looked, once I'd pressed this button, transparent with a border on it, a red border on it. So I thought, well, all it's done is kind of invert it. That's not exactly impressive, is it? And as I glanced, the screen flicked. And everything that I'd written at 45 degrees in the world's worst handwriting converted into text in front of my eyes. And I'm like, whoa, what happened there? And it did it 3 times. And I'm like, ooh. Now I could see myself lounging around and just drawing out on slides and it converting it. The only word it struggled with was MacBytes, the capital B in MacBytes. But apart from that, Jonathan is without a pencil, Mike.
This really? Is odd. No lead in his pencil.
No lead in it. He hasn't got a pencil. There's any lead in it. Write that down. I'm short of titles for shows. But he's hoping he'll get an iPad and they'll throw a free pencil in. Can I just say, Jonathan, it doesn't work like that. Not with Apple. It's supposed to do that. Yes, but things that are supposed to do things, Deb, don't always do them. You know, it's one of these, oh, look, it can do this. Isn't this amazing? And then you try it and it's like, no, it's shocking. I guess I was more impressed because I wasn't trying to do it. If I had have been trying to do it, I would probably have written neater and straighter. But it was very accurate. I was surprised. Very surprised. So that was a nice surprise. Given the fact that I've got Lazarus back up yet again, Fingers crossed it lasts until a new one arrives. But we're trying to face facts, aren't we? We're going to have to spend some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to improve Apple's bottom line, unless they're giving me something exciting.
Or Mike's bot line.
Kim's just got a new iPad, no free pencil. I think Jonathan's living in cloud cuckoo land with free pencils. You've got no drafts widgets either. Oh, drafts widgets. Do you know what I have got? That's pretty amazing. I've got a Notion widget. Ooh, that is good. I was very surprised it worked as well as it did. I actually think if you've got the right widgets, I can see the benefit of having them on the home screen and stuff, instead of having that kind of float out thing on the side that you need to access it with. So I've been having a play around with that. Do you mean the app drafts? You haven't got widgets. I think I have got a widget for that. I enabled that.
I haven't heard from Simon, have I?
No, we haven't heard from Simon. It's getting very worrying.
Mm.
So I will attempt to contact Simon and see if he's okay. Yeah, I've put that one at the top. Where's the drafts widget? Or maybe I deleted it. Or maybe it was on the iPad. Do you mean the app drafts anyway? Right, two reasons. Firstly, I've got better things to do with my time. Apple will kill it off in future iOS updates, mark your words. Which one's this that you're not bothering with? I certainly will, Jonathan. I will send love from everybody. Not showing on the iPad, not showing up. Yes, the app, not able to save to drafts, Notion, or the brain. Good grief. Right, iPad. Let me find an iPad. As I say, I'm not usually short of iPads. Feeling iPads now by the cases. There we are. Right, so we're talking about the Notion. Right, the drafts widget. Let's start with drafts widget. I think I did have the drafts widget, but it was comical because I looked at it and thought, what the hell is that? Because it was basically blank. It was weird. Right, let's go up to here and do an ad and get the drafts thing. I wish I hadn't lost my glasses overnight, Mike, because these ones aren't as good. Right, problem solved, put two on. Right, drafts.
I couldn't see them next door.
Well, they must have been there because I went to bed in them.
Maybe they're in the bed.
That wouldn't surprise me,
I'll
actually.
Go and have a look.
Find them in the bed.
I found Stranger Things in the bed.
Apple pencils.
There.
Oh, yes, that was funny. I left my Apple pencil in the bed. It fell off. You know, the magnetic thing, it fell off. Mike found it when he sat on it.
I found the other one in the wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. The one that didn't magnetise to it. I thought I'd better put that somewhere safe, and I put it in Mike's wardrobe, and I forgot. Mike came in and he said, is this yours? Oh, was it nestling between your tighty-whities,
yeah,
and the socks?
Well, if it's not yours, I'd have to worry.
Okay, I haven't got a drafts widget either, which is bizarre.
I had a draft widget.
Well, I haven't. Right, so let's see if
sure
I can...
I did.
Hang on, where's drafts gone? Right, am I up to date? Of course I'm up to date. I'm always up to date. But let's just check. Let's just check. Let's see if we can fix this live on air. Right, update all. Okay, we've got an update to Notion, but none to drafts. So, drafts is up to date. And I have seen this widget, but it was on my phone, but I can't see it on the iPad. And that's actually interesting because three of the widgets that I was looking for were there on the phone and not the iPad. Is it an iPad issue? I wondered if some of them were only compatible with the iPhone, but I don't think so. Okay, I've done that.
I think one or two are only compatible with the iPad, aren't they?
I'm not sure. Oh, come on. Right, let's hit the edit button. Right. Oh, hang on. No, not you. Go away. Need the other. Right. Plus in the top corner. And there it is. Right. What I've had to do to get that enabled is just open drafts and then close it again. So I install the latest version, open it, then close it, and then the drafts thing appears and I can add it. Initially, it's tiny. It's the small square one. But when you tap on it, you then get eight options underneath it. And the one that I used was called Grid. And it looks blank. And that's the problem. So all of your web clippers have disappeared. Not good. Widget. They'll kill it off. Oh, Jonathan, you say that, but you never know. I'm not sure what on earth you're supposed to do with these. Access commands, workspace and grids. Right, let's choose the second one, but there's a lot of widgets on here. Good grief. Right, you can add a single draft, multiple drafts. Is this so you can actually just type it in? Because that would actually be quite useful. But I think you would have to totally change how you think of your devices. Let's take that one with the little widgety things. Right, little windows. Let's take that up there. And done. Right, so what the heck are these little squares? What is that supposed to do as opposed to anything else?
Okay.
Oh, now he's talking to Alexa. Yeah, that's fine. So yeah, it works. Try that. Now, the other thing is the Notion thing that's missing, isn't it? So let me try that on this iPad. So I'm going into a browser, just find any old page. And share page with. And yeah, Notion's there. I've had issues, but not to the point that I can't get the thing back. And I just don't understand the issues you're having with it. Can't even think of anything else to suggest. Because when you think about it, you know, what else is there to suggest? They're either there or they're not. That's the problem with them. I would like more control. I mean, I'm in my browser and one of the options that are available in the send to is like another browser. What for? I'd like to take some of these things away. I mean, I'm never going to want to send a browser page to Outlook or OmniFocus or LinkedIn either. I would like to actually take those away, whereas at the moment, all you can do with them is like hide them so they're available on the dot, dot, dot. But it takes such a long time to piddle about configuring them. It's a total pain. But no, all of mine are there. And you've rebooted and you've updated and you've closed all the apps. You sacrificed a chicken over it. It's about the only thing left. Mine are just there, but they weren't there initially. So you do have to, I would close all the apps and then open the one with the widget that you want. Maybe leave it there for a few seconds. Go through the settings as well, just in case there's something extra that you need to do, which in things there was. Then close that app down, but don't swipe up to close it. Just leave it in the background and then go and see if the widget's there. But drafts don't appear. You deleted it, reloaded it, opened and closed, flicked off the screen and reopened. And it's still not working. Do you know, I can only imagine how frustrating that is because... And the same thing with Notion. I think it's an Apple issue. I don't think it's a Notion issue. So in terms of like who to scream at, I don't think it's Notion. I've got Notion working on my phone. I've got it on the iPad. Now, the big iPad last night that updated, let's try it on there. Because that I have not tried it on. So first of all, we'll go to the widgets. I have not touched these widgets because I have a picture of something on holiday. A beach with a recliner. That's not mine, I can assure you. Right, refresh widgets. So I'm getting the message. This is the first time I've touched the widgets. And I've got all of the default rubbish in there. So I'm tapping edit and I'm tapping plus. And I have the calendar and maps and all of the usual garbage, including Mike with Toblerone. Bless him. That's the photos. Drafts has appeared underneath. So it's not one of the options at the top. But if you carry on scrolling down, you just get apps listed. And Drafts is listed as one of those and so is Notion. So if I go into Drafts and choose the same one that I did on the other one, I have no idea what those little squares are for. I would love to know what the little squares are for. So I've added that one. If I add another one and make that Notion and set that to Favourites and add widget. Now what I did see, which you might see, first of all, I got a message that said something has gone wrong. Brilliant. Now I've got one that says tap and hold to set up. But all it does is edit the widget. So I think I'm probably going to have to open Notion, Notion's logged me out, so that's one problem. I then need to log back in. Isn't this fabulous? Stuff's great when it works, isn't it? Not quite so good when it doesn't. I've taken to holding this iPad the wrong way up, Mike. Do you know how I've managed that?
No.
I was thinking, you know, you use this a lot, and you know there's a camera on it. This is the second gen 12.9. And I thought, I'm never going to use the camera on that, so I might as well put one of my black stickers on it. But my black stickers are like very thin plasticky, and now it feels like there's a home button at both ends. Could only happen to me. Right, I've gone into it, and I've come back out, and it says tap and hold to set up. Right. And it's still not working. Oh, Deb, have we managed to replicate it here? You've only got Evernote and Bullpup. Right, I'll try the web clippers when I've tried to get this working, but that isn't working either. Right, so no, it's working in terms of I've got a widget, but it's totally white. At the bottom it says tap and hold to set up, but when you tap and hold to set it up, you only really get the option to edit the widget. Oh, hang on. No, it didn't tell me to do that. What I've done is I've tapped it, like tried to stab at it to get a response out of it. And what it's done is it's flipped over. These are working like those. What were those things on the desktop? Were they widgets? Do you remember years ago?
Yeah,
like
was
a clock.
Dash,
on a,
yeah.
That view on Tiger. I thought they were fabulous, but like Jonathan's just said, they binned them. So I've tapped it and gone to the back and it says workspace.
Widgets, yeah.
It's asking me to choose a workspace. Now it's got the workspace. How do I flip it round the other way? Oh, you couldn't make this up. There you go. You tap away and that turns it round and then that populates it. So are you logged in? How are you using? You must be using the Notion app. Are you logged into the Notion app? And I had to open the app, log in, minimise it, go back and edit the widget, but then even that wasn't enough. I then had to tap it and then tell it what workspace to use, which is ludicrous because I've only got one. So why it just didn't use that, I don't know. And that's got an edit widget. Configure. Oh, this is amazing. The configure thing's quite useful, isn't it? I am liking that. Right. The drafts one shows you the inbox, the ability to make a new draft, dictate and search, and then there's some buttons and you can actually choose. So you could choose a different workspace or something like that. Oh, that would be rather cool. I'm liking that. So I'll just add a couple of things here. And tap away, and does that work? Right, what mode am I in? Right, let's do that. Oh! I don't like it when Apple are right, do I? This is workflow changing, if you will. Workflow changing to the point that those widgets, if the widgets were locked on the left-hand side, it wouldn't be anything like as much use. But seeing as though they're not, you can place them anywhere on the phone. Why can't you place them anywhere on the iPad? Because that would be stunning. And now it isn't letting me edit it. Okay. Oh! My kit isn't letting me edit it. The iPad's died. This could only happen to me, couldn't it? Oh no, it's back. It's back. Edit the home screen. Right, let's move that one up to the top. And try it. You can't pull them out, can you? No, it just... It would be game-changing on an iPad if you could put those widgets anywhere, and I cannot understand why you can do it with the phone and not the iPad. I could have a whole screen dedicated to all things Notion. It'd be fabulous. Not showing up as a widget, no choice for it. Honestly, Deb, I really don't know what to suggest other than like a factory reset and start again. But, you know, that's not really viable, is it? Because you'd lose so many other settings. I'm experiencing different things on different devices. the fact that they want you to click and hold and tap and move it and log in and don't log in, but not like you where there's just nothing there. So, no, I'm all out of ideas with that. If anybody else has got any ideas, do let us know. Right, I've got that one at the top. So if I go into that... Yep, it does get there in the end. I would say it takes its sweet time, but gets there in the end. Yep, that's most usable. But, as I said, I would much prefer the ability to take the widgets out of the sidebar on an iPad, because you've got this huge screen. So why not let you use it? Doesn't make any sense at all. Because you've then got to be on the main screen, haven't you? You can't bring that back. You can't swipe it in on the second screen without going back to the first screen. Who designs these things? The cuddly Phil. That could be better. But no, I tried it on 3 iPads and a phone and it's working. Simon, hello! Everybody's been worried sick about you. How are you? How's the family? Let us know. That's what I mentioned before. I honestly, Deb, when my things one went AWOL, I'm like, well, I can't, what am I supposed to do with this? And it does cripple the thing. When you think, you know, we didn't have those originally, and now they're there, that's how you use the thing. That is not good news. I just wish I could think of something else. Have you done the Googles of the Apple support forums? Because you can't be the only one that's got this problem, surely. Or even maybe try the support forums of the other apps. So Notion and Drafts. Drafts did have a bit of an issue this week, but they fixed that. I literally cannot think of any other... What have we done, incantation-wise? Is there anything else we've done? You want to avoid that at all costs. I think there is a reset that you can do that doesn't nuke everything.
There is a reset.
But I can't remember what it's called.
Just be aware, when I did it, it was on a work iPad, but when I did it, set the home page and all the other pages, the icons and the dock, back to defaults, which obviously isn't as bad as a factory reset.
No, it's not a factory reset. There's different types of resets.
If you go into general in your settings and you go to reset, I think I did... reset home screen layout.
Here we go. I think this is the one I read. Which reset should I perform on my phone? There is a hard reset, a soft reset, a factory settings, a restore, a DFU. Oh, there's about 19. I'll send you the link. That's the one I worked with when I was trying to sort this out. Have a look at that one. You are all seesawing back to health, better one day, worse the next. But general direction is better. Excellent. That's fantastic. An odd thing to suffer from. Much less straightforward recovery from a bad cold or flu. Oh, I have got fingers crossed there is no long COVID. There was a story on the BBC. Did you see it? I don't know whether this woman's going for the world record or what, but she's supposed to have long COVID and they've listed the symptoms and there's 100 symptoms. I mean, the only saving grace, Simon, what we're doing here, Simon, is I've got all of the dog's treats across the desk. There you go. That's a dentist stick. And Jonathan said that Lola should have a tripe stick. So I took one out. Oh, I've not lost my sense of smell. And then I don't know who mentioned the venison sausage, but she had a venison sausage and that was every bit as bad. And yet she goes, ooh, and eats them. And I'm like, oh, take it away.
Yes, but it's... Dog smells.
It's dog smells.
Mind you, she likes human food as well.
She likes everything. That's a good point, Kim. Is everybody suffering now? Because who's looking after who? But glad to hear you're getting better anyway. We were getting incredibly worried. But you are back with the gang. Excellent. The gang have got poorly kit, but apart from that, I don't think it's COVID with the kit. But you never know. It could be. I'm only glad, I said to Mike last night in the middle of By Request, if my machine died right now, how long would it take you to broadcast? And he just turned around and had eyes like saucers, didn't you?
Yeah, because I had to think.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You need to be like a pilot and have a checklist and not think, just do.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to do that because my machine is literally dying. It's dying. It's on its last. But it served well 3.5 years, so it's better than it usually does, isn't it?
Yeah.
My average lifetime is usually about 2.5. I don't see anybody outside yet. I've got the cameras on.
Mm.
Oh, there was much excitement last night. Wendy! Wendy was back. Did she pet the dog?
No.
Oh, she looked from afar.
Yeah.
As Lola was thinking, oh, here's the lady that brings treats wholesale.
Said, Lola, come down and see Wendy. So she toddled down the stairs. And Wendy was, oh, isn't she cute?
she's adorable.
And then she said, you bought out all the meat counter then.
That was for the dog in the telling.
That's like, you like your liver, don't you?
Oh, Simon, all four of you. Mrs. Simon didn't qualify for a test. She told us that, which is shocking. The youngest one's had a negative test, but it definitely has it. So these tests are working really well.
Make it up as they go along.
Didn't they say when they were doing the mass testing somewhere, and it wasn't Liverpool, I think it was somewhere like Merthyr Tydfil, that if they get a positive test, they then go into another room and then have another test? And I'm like, well, why would you do that? But to be told you've not got it, you could then... No wonder, if there's even a chance, because out of the four of you, only three of you have had the test, and one of those was wrong. So if one in three is wrong, that explains quite a lot, doesn't it? Good night, Jonathan. That is shocking. But you are all on the road to recovery, which is excellent news. Hopefully, won't be long. Are you looking forward to the 5 days at Christmas when you can go round and give everybody COVID? I must admit, I've stayed away from the news today because, you know, pandas. Fast running out of pandas. But I'll go have a look for a laugh to share it with our friends abroad. The Christmas get-together plan is now backed by all the UK nations. So that is England,
Scotland,
Wales and Northern Ireland. The plan is... We're all in a very strict lockdown until Christmas Eve, at which point you can run around with gay abandon. And somebody said, well, what are we going to get for Christmas? And last night and I said, COVID, probably. So for 5 days, COVID's not going to bother anybody at all. And then we're back into a lockdown to pay for the 5 days we've had at Christmas. Hmm. I can't... understand it. I really cannot understand it. I mean, as I said, there's been Rosh Hashanah and Hanukkah and Diwali, Eid, and there's been no sort of special, oh, you can have one day. So why should there for Christmas? We're all in this together. Why do you need Christmas? I don't understand it. I need Christmas a lot less. No, I need COVID a lot less than I need Christmas. Mm. Therefore, I'm prepared to sacrifice at Christmas for
it. I'm with you there, Kim. I don't understand the Christmas get-together.
The only logic behind it is...
Lift the spirits of the nation.
Yes.
That's the logic.
Well, the logic's got to be people are going to ignore him anyway. So he might as well make out it was his idea.
Mm.
And then he gets a lockdown before and after. That's literally the only thing. But I cannot understand it. I was saying to Mike that I'd read a book a while ago. And I could not remember the guy's name, but I found it in the end. I think he was a psychologist, Viktor Frankl. Has anybody ever read Viktor Frankl's book? As we were saying about how difficult it was in the war, this is not difficult. Stay home. If you possibly can, stay home. And let the people who need to go out and do jobs, do the jobs without you running around like an idiot, infecting them. It's not like, and this guy was actually in Auschwitz, and it was how he kept his sanity in Auschwitz. That's when you've got it tough. Not when you're sat on your sofa with the ability to ring any takeaway on the planet, with the internet in one hand and the TV next to you. That's not difficult. So I don't know why people can't do it. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How lovely for you to join us. Excellent. I believe you're feeling a smidgen better. Which is good news. And I think it's shocking you're the only one who didn't get a test. I would have let you have a test. It might have come back negative, even though you've got it, but you should be allowed a test. In fact, I would have thought with the number of tests flying around, basically anybody qualified. It's shocking that you didn't. Discrimination. We shall take it up with Boris, who's still self-isolating, isn't he? Is it? Was it the 9th he was self? I can't remember now. Been a week, so maybe another week. So hopefully you are on the road to full fitness and recovery. Kim's governor has cancelled Thanksgiving and Christmas. You just sent your mother food for Christmas. I can understand. I mean, as I understand, is it the Wednesday or the Tuesday before Thanksgiving is the busiest flight time in the States because everyone's flying home? So can you imagine what that would do for the spread of it? But then if he cancels it in Seattle, does that mean no one can travel in? Or can you not travel out? What does that actually mean? Because people might be coming in from elsewhere. Ohio is one of the states with food insecurity. Good grief, you just don't think of that in the States. Well, I don't. I think everything's all organised in the States. But you're teaching me better, Kim. So long as you can still watch Polar Express on Netflix and eat nice food, Christmas is far from cancelled. Totally agree, Simon.
That's true.
I mean, one of the things was, I read this last night. I don't know if Mike's read this, so I'm going to watch his face. But I was reading it and it was like, oh, the car's outside. Oh. There is a car outside with a back door open. I'll leave Mike to deal with that and I'll say what I read later when he gets back. You didn't need a test. You can't trust the results. Why bother? Well, true, Mrs. Simon, but it does make you wonder, doesn't it? I was just saying, I think before you came in, you know, if in your house you've had 3 tests and one was wrong, then if 33% of tests are wrong, then technically speaking, there could be 33% more people with it, even those who've had tests, but they've tested negative. It's criminal. And then they want us to trust us. They want us to trust them with the vaccine. And I'm already saying to Mike, look, so far there's 3 vaccines. There could be 33 vaccines by the time they're actually vaccinating people. Mike and I fall into one of the lowest categories. We're 10 out of 11. But they're saying that what they'll do is they'll contact you. Everybody will be contacted with like a time and you rock up and you have your injection. Which one is it? And who's checking the contraindications on this? Or is it like a damn conveyor belt that they're not bothering? Because if they're coming through your GP, that's your general practitioner, I think in America it's primary physician, they would have your medical records. But my medical records can be computerised, but mine aren't. Or they shouldn't be, because I opted out of that. So there's only my doctor would have the records to know if I was contraindicated to take it. And if they're not going through the GPs, it's a farce, and that always presupposes that the vaccine actually works. The governor hasn't fully explained anything as usual. Oh, it sounds like hours. Right, so I'm reading the stuff about Christmas. And it said, you know, 5 days and blah, blah, blah. And then it said, on one of the big reasons, and I'm laughing my socks off, one of the big reasons is the demand to go to church on Christmas morning. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere near church. Never mind Christmas morning. There aren't that many people at church on Christmas morning. Be honest.
No, it's Christmas Eve, isn't it, where it's packed?
Christmas Eve is absolutely packed. It's the children's mass and it's absolutely packed. And there are the double do's as well, aren't there?
Yeah.
There's an early mass for the children and a late mass. But, you know, Christmas, I've never heard such tripe. Let's just put it like that. I've never heard such complete garbage. 99% of the population aren't religious in any way anyway. And so we're all in lockdown. There's no churches open until Christmas Day when the churches open. Can you imagine New Year? Oh, and Frieda died. Yes, and so did Brenda. Yeah, because they've all been to church on Christmas morning.
Kim's not letting Santa in the house.
Oh, I let the Amazon man in, but only to the COVID cave. Hello, Tracy. I think Deb should have a new iPad, don't you? I think Apple should sort her out with a new iPad for all of the grief.
Yeah.
I think they should sort me out with a new iMac as well, but I don't think there's much chance of that. Not with me, with my question time with Timothy.
Timothy.
Timmy on question time. Yes, I don't think that's happening anytime soon, but I totally appreciate Deb. It must be totally infuriating. Because when I'm on an iOS device, I'm not actually working on it. I'm collecting on it or browsing on it. And what I do is send stuff elsewhere. And if I can't send stuff elsewhere, might as well
Tracy
not
wants
have it.
To know what we're finally about to buy.
Oh, the iMac. It died overnight, Tracy. It's back now, but it keeps dying and then resurrecting itself. Oh, Deb's under AppleCare.
I am the resurrection.
That's probably worth investigating, Deb, because it's more than one app. That's what makes me think it's Apple. If it was just Drafts and it wasn't working for somebody else, but it's not. It's more than one app. It's Apple. Now, they may be able to do that remotely because they can hook into an iPad remotely. I have witnessed them doing that with my phone. It's some kind of... You have to give them permission and they give you a code so you know it's them. It's some sort of diagnostic thing. Now, I don't know if that would extend to actually running something on it that might fix it, but... You'll let Christ in the house should he appear for Christmas. Oh, Kim, I hope he does. Died and resurrected. Oh, yes. This isn't the first time, Tracy. It died and resurrected. Was that the week of the... It was, wasn't it? The week of the keynote debacle.
I think that
yeah. happened before, because on the Thursday I said to Mike, I don't think this is going to happen tomorrow night because I've got such problems with it. Anyway, we've admitted we're going to have to bite the bullet. There's just no other way. For us, it's not a case of like, well, only use it a little bit until the Apple Silicon one comes out. This is what we live and breathe 18 hours a day. So I'm afraid that it's going to have to be done. Just got to console myself with like putting the credit card on it and actually doing it. At the moment, the shipping is supposed to be the first week of Mike's holiday. So we'll have a chat about it in the 2 minutes before my book club, won't we? It's book club night tonight. But we have done a lot of plotting and planning, haven't we?
Plotting and planning. More plotting than planning. Or is it more planning than plotting?
More stress than anything, well, to be honest. Yeah. Push the button, no use waiting. Well, you're quite right. But then I've got to think about the RAM as well, and I've got to get that here. I don't really want it to arrive before Mike finishes because we're too busy, aren't we? If push comes to shove, I do have a 2012 MacBook Air and a 2018 MacBook Air. But broadcasting from that would be hysterical, wouldn't it?
It's a 21-inch downstairs.
Yeah, that's older than I am. This is it. It's like a museum here.
It's not. It's about 4 years old now.
Rubbish.
No, when did I get it? About 2014, 2015.
You've had that since before Mum died, and that's 6 years ago.
Well, I've had this 3.5 years. I probably had that. Yeah, it's probably about 5-6 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you don't want to go back to it because you didn't like it when you had it. Did you?
I didn't like it. It was just
Every time he ran his VM, the air was blue. See, that's the problem with the Intel thing. Even if you can run Windows on Apple Silicon, what's the impact on that of the lack of RAM?
Yeah.
The lack of RAM might be okay for running
Mac stuff,
but the VM could... I think it's probably safest that we buy twins again. You'd be safe if it was genuinely him. Do I have a pros and cons list as to which one to buy? Yes, basically. We've pretty much gone through it. And I think if it wasn't mission critical... If we were a normal user...
Carell has confirmed the company is working Parallel Zen 1 Mac support as it announces an update with full support for Big Sur on Intel Macs.
There you go, you see. Look at his face, he's pondering.
Currently available versions of Parallels cannot run virtual machines on Macs with Apple M1 chip.
New from Craig the Bouffons. Do you know somebody's done a video to him, Simon? The best bits, 2012 to 2019. I thought he died when I saw it. But apparently not. I'm sure it will run them, but the thing is, there's nuances to it. For an average user who wants to run Windows and just wants to open Word and put Dear Mom in a letter, it'll probably work. But Mike's trying to run advanced business tools that are in the Enterprise Edition. Apple and Microsoft have what they call E-levels. There's an E3 license, an E2 license, isn't there? Mm. And we're on an E3 license. And it has these business tools. It could well be that they don't run that well because they're so nuanced. So given that I don't think we'll see an iMac till March at the earliest, but seeing as though Timothy said 2 years for full transition, I'm thinking summer or September at the earliest. Either way, this machine has been flogged to death, literally. If I got another one, my intention would be to get the first Apple Silicon one, but I'd still need a working one. I basically need two machines, and I don't have two machines. We were going to do that when we bought these two. We were going to buy three. And the only reason that we didn't was the iMac Pro was coming out. And we thought we'll wait and we'll see if that one would be a better bet. When it came out, the price was absolutely insane. So we said, not worth it. Then we said, the next time there's an update, we'll buy one. By this stage, we'd redone the audio and it wasn't so imperative to have a Retina Mac in the studio. So we said, well, we'll leave it till the next revision. And we kept doing that. And that now we're here with half a dead Mac. Someone compared the RAM needs of M1 and Intel. Not specifically, Kim, but what they're saying is that even with the 16 gig of RAM that those machines have, they're running amazingly well. But I'm not sure what amazingly well means. These tests are like academic. Now, how does it work in the real world? And I don't think anybody's had time to do that yet. Plus the fact 99% of these people doing these reviews are getting a free evaluation piece of hardware from Apple that may or may not need to be sent back. Well, they're not going to say bad things about it, are they? I would put way more store on reviews from people who've actually bought it with their own money. We do not take adverts on MacBytes. We are not sponsored in any way, shape or form. You hear it as it is. If I think it's absolute garbage, that's exactly what I'll tell you. If you've got sponsors, that's a bit tricky. And I know there's one person in particular that was doing reviews up to a couple of weeks ago that I was watching. And a couple of weeks ago, I heard on another video that the person had done. So not the video where they're reviewing the latest kit, on another video. And what they were doing with this was they were buying it all, unboxing it, testing it, reviewing it, boxing it up, sending it back to Apple. And that was the intention when they bought it, which to me, there's no integrity with that at all. That's putting the price up for everybody else. It's not a try before you buy service. So this person then got a call from Apple Marketing looking to work with them. I thought, really? So now I'm thinking, the next time there's a review from this person, am I going to trust them? No. Because they're not going to say anything bad or they'll be off Apple's marketing list. So I don't put that much store by it. If somebody's bought it with their own money and tells me what they think, I'm far more likely to listen to that. I mean, we've had people contact us, haven't we, over, will you review this product and will you do that? And can we sponsor a show? No, you can't. No. Because then I'm, you know, there have been times we've said something's fantastic, like BusyCal. Mm. BusyCal is brilliant if you want sheer power. If you want to talk to customer services, don't bother. But I wouldn't have said that 10 years ago. 10 years ago, they were great. If they were sponsoring us now, how could I say that their customer service is absolutely appalling? But the fact is, it is. And I'll say it as it is. So it's very difficult to listen to these people. One, they're not doing with it what I'm doing with it. And two, they've not really had it long enough to see with everything that you might want to do with it. So Simon says the RAM's accessible in a much more parallel way than traditional RAM, akin to major pipeline improvements. So I reckon you probably could get away with less RAM. But the other reason for getting a Mac now is if I want 128 gig in it, which I do, then I will put 128 gig in it. when the Apple Silicon one comes out, if the RAM is on the main board and it cannot be updated, I said to Mike, it's going to be as configurable as a fridge. You're not going to be able to do anything with it. Then you could end up, if you wanted the top range RAM, paying, you know, if we paid, I think it was $3,300 for this one now. For a similar spec for the Apple Silicon, it could well be $8,000 to $10,000. And you're not going to have a choice if that's the one you want. So having this at the moment will buy us breathing room. Breathing space is what we need without the thought to myself that it's going to fall over any second now. But we can tweak things, can't we? And sometimes when we tweak something, it totally changes how you work with it. Mm. I mean, There was more to how I presented on Friday night. One, because Mike wasn't here, so I had to move the panel so I could see everything. But two, because I was using PowerPoint, I had a screen that I could actually see, whereas with Keynote, I don't. But to actually present it, my microphone's on the left and it insisted on putting the speaker's notes on the right, and I can't see them. So if I can't see them, they're not much use, are they? So I had to totally change how I did it. And I like to revisit processes and stuff every quarter and try and improve them. And that way you can maybe get away with less disk space or less RAM or whatever. But it's just going to take time. They always want your money in the end. Totally right, Kim. Totally right. And I mentioned something, the duplicate feature in Keynote. And we were laughing about it and saying, you know, that's not worked since the old king was on the throne, as we say in the UK. And Mike said, if it doesn't impact the bottom line, they're not interested in fixing it.
Mm.
Oh, meow! That was accurate.
Yeah.
So the button is going to have to be pushed at some point if we are going to stay on the air. Oh, that was comical last night, wasn't it? There were some very bemused Brooklanders when we explained what had happened at 8 o'clock. You guys know what trouble we've had with the player saying the right things and all of that, and the player actually playing at times. They've been updating and bug fixing, and as they bug fix, they introduce more bugs. So we'd gone through this phase of like, well, we're going to have to use Brooklyn. So we switched the radio stations over. And when you do that, there's this auto player, and we transferred the files over. So there were Mac Bites episodes, Marooned episodes, on the Brooklyn's back end. I don't think there were Brooklyn's things on our back end, but there was one over there. And what had been happening a while ago, and it hasn't happened for a while, is when I push the button to go live to Brooklyn's as well. So at that point, I'm broadcasting to two radio stations. It used to give this trying to connect, trying to connect, trying to connect. You've just got to hit it at the sweet spot so it will connect. Anyway, last night was not that night. Trying to connect, trying to connect. While I'm trying to connect and Mike has pressed stop on what was playing before, the default playlist kicks in and just starts playing that. It turns out it was Jonathan's episode of Marooned. I can only imagine what anybody listening from Brooklands was thinking. So we explained this. And Paul was like, oh, so that's what happened. So it totally clarified it for all the MacBiters. And all the Brooklands people were like, what? What? So funny. Because there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it. But now I've got block upon block upon block. And look, Mike, I managed to get all the blocks back lined up.
Excellent.
Yeah, they went mental. All the blocks went mental as well in Audio Hijack. But it's all back, glued together now, held together with sellotape. Oh. Kim says she watched a show on the mining of rare earth minerals for our tech and it broke my heart. That's why Apple are trying to take back in the kit and salvage it. We have a program over here called Click. It's on the BBC and it's their half-hour tech program. And they did a piece on how this all this stuff was being taken out of old equipment. So basically the thing was, don't throw away old equipment, let it go to recycling and it can all be reclaimed. And it was amazing how much they were actually able to reclaim. But I think Apple would stand more chance of that if they gave you a decent amount. So maybe if they could up it a smidgen, seeing as though they're recycling it, reprocessing it for newer kit anyway. I wonder why it's needed and if it will ever not be needed. You don't think of your phone as having like rare earth minerals in it, do you? You wonder why that is actually necessary. And it seems like such a small amount, but this stuff's like rarer than hen's teeth and it's millions. The bit I saw that was heartbreaking was the children that they had in these mines digging this stuff out. And they were like 5 or 6. And you're thinking, you know that Apple and the tech companies are buying this stuff. I guess they've got, it's all run by gangs and stuff. So it's one of those things that you try not to think about, don't you? But yeah, it's happening. Hopefully the recycling thing will be better. And we'll all not have stuff like that in the future. Although I do wonder, you know, I mean, cars at the moment wouldn't have rare materials in them, would they? But can you imagine if they're all electric and computerised?
Mm.
Then they would. I have to buy a new car at some point as well, aren't I? Because mine's like got a crank handle. They've just said in the UK, you're not going to be able to buy petrol or diesel driven cars by 2030. I would want to still be driving the one I've got by then. Can you imagine how much petrol will be? We'll have to see how it all goes, won't we? Anyway, I am going to head off to my book club. I think we're on week 4 tonight. So I think we've got a couple more weeks left. And then I am going to do what I said, put all the things together and share it with you guys. It's been very, very interesting. Most useful. And it fits in very nicely with the Notion side of things and Notion for notes. So that's what we'll do with it. But fabulous, fabulous night. Wonderful to see Simon and Mrs. Simon back in the house. Best wishes to you and yours. I hope you and the girls continue to improve. We want you fitter than the rest of us very, very soon. And I'm thinking Simon might appreciate like a darts board for Christmas with Boris on it.
Yes.
A bongo darts board. Would that go down well? That's been our highlight of the night. All the Simons back. So good wishes to you all. For the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.